Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. The better, say it to the people, what have you to do? Oh, let's pray that these words be us, and we'll bring joy and happiness to the world.
As always, I applaud you for taking the time out on your busy Sunday to join with me and others as we link hearts and minds across the airwaves to deepen into the oneness, to come back to the remembrance of the interconnectedness that exists in and through all of life. This morning, my message is entitled Leaning into Diminishment. Those words fascinated me when I read them last week in something Richard Rohr wrote. You know how much I admire that particular friar. He says, as we lean into the diminishment, we learn to live with the paradox and unknowing, and to celebrate the creativity without disassociating from the pain. And this is all vital for the survival skills that we as humans collectively, as we feel our way into a new beginning. And those words so resonated with me because we are finding and trying to navigate our way into a new beginning. Here we are on the first day of November, and this has been a year like no other for every single person on the planet. No one has escaped the highs, the lows, the ups and downs that this year has brought, and some more than others, no doubt. And so I feel that what's been diminishing is perhaps some of the things we so took for granted, especially here in the West. And I also feel that some of the things that we need to lean into diminishing is perhaps what our ego thinks it needs and what it really actually needs. And it is this suggestion that Richard puts forth, is that whilst we're learning to adapt to this new way of being, this way of navigating and enhancing what it is to be human at this time, we don't disassociate from the pain, from the fear, from the worry, from the upset. We don't dwell in it, but we don't pretend it's not happening. In some shape or form, all of us have been touched, collectively and individually, with what's happening. So it's our ability that, as humans, as Sean Broderick said, it's our ability to adapt and change that can make our life easier, no matter what lies ahead. And it is that I want to kind of speak to this morning, is that we are continuously being called upon to keep adapting and changing. And sometimes it's easier said than done. Because the adapting and the changing and learning to be flexible is always inviting us to step into the unknown and step into the uncertain. And those are two things that we're most reluctant to truly embrace, the unknown and the uncertain. Our egoic nature likes what is familiar, what is known, what is comfortable. That's what it's used to, and hence why it continuously drags us back into the past, past memories, past ways of doing things, etc., etc. But when we have to navigate into that which is unknown and uncertain, it is without its foundation. It is without its anchor and that which can keep it safe. So it will try and make us avoid it, or make us so afraid that we won't attempt to look over the parapet to see what lies over the other side of the wall in that unknown and uncertain realm. However, every single one of us, as we navigate these times, we are called upon to step into the unknown and the uncertain. We are called upon to lean into the diminishment of how life used to be. I believe our lives will never go back to quite the same way that it used to be. And whilst we can look back and remember all that we did in 2019 and all of the fun and the get-togethers and the holidays, we can wonder whether 2021 will be different from this year, or will it be like 2019, or will it bring with it its own new things, new ways, new challenges. So how do we handle our uncertainty? We can either fight it, try and resist it, or we can lean into it. We can either be fearful or angry, or we can embrace it. We can't control it, so why don't we try and engage it? And we can't battle with it, or we can try and attempt to, but that's such a waste of energy, so why not learn to become comfortable with it? You see, Richard said that we were to celebrate the creativity without disassociating from the pain, and it was a necessary survival skill. So rather than disassociating, let's acknowledge and accept that as we go forward now, all of us, into this uncertain times, that we can keep an open heart and open mind. And we can observe. We can remember that the eye that is observing is not touched by all of the whims and caprices that life is throwing at us. The eye that observes is simply acknowledging and is aware. We don't need to get caught up in the difficulties and the dramas, because everything that we are experiencing is transient. Everything that we are having to recognize, it will pass. And we can let go of the notion that we can control everything, because we can't control anything. Our teacher said, why are you worrying when you can't even turn one hair on your head white or black? And that is the remembrance, that there is that within us that is greater than anything that is in the world, any experience, any pandemic, any upheavals. There is that that is within us that as we surrender and turn to it and let go, it will strengthen and embolden us as we lean into the diminishment, as we lean into how our freedoms are being diminished, as we lean into how life as we knew it is being diminished, as we lean into all the expressions of diminishment that we are experiencing. Our sacred text is from Psalm 46, verse 1. And it simply says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. That has always been one of my favorite verses, amongst many, as I've shared with you over the years. But it is this remembrance that God in me is that which I can take refuge, because it's that that is ever upholding me, always underneath of the everlasting arms. Whilst we know that God is spirit, energy, the life force, sometimes I find it comforting to imagine that I am kept, surrounded, enfolded in loving arms, that is from the parent, Mother, Father, God. God is my strength no matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm going through. I know that I will come through because God's grace is my sufficiency in all things. God is not playing favorites. There are no some people that are more deserving and others that are less. It is said that God makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust, and the sun to shine on all. You see, God is not judging us as we judge us. God is simply aware that we are expressions of itself, of its life, of its presence. How we embody and embrace our faith is what brings us closer to that understanding and awareness, and as we forget it, separates us from that awareness and understanding. My story that I want to share with you this morning, again, it was what I read yesterday from Richard Rohr, and I wanted to share it because it emphasizes the point I'm trying to make this morning. In October 2018, 2 weeks before he died, Thomas Keating emerged briefly from 4 days in what appeared to be a coma to deliver an extraordinary final message beamed straight to the heart of the world. One, acknowledging that an extraordinary moment of civilization seems to be overtaking us. He urged the human family to scrap old approaches based on religious or political dogma, and begin a new world with one that actually exists, a world whose truth is guided by silence and science, whose heart is revealed in a universe resurgence of human compassion and creativity. We need to find ways to make these really happen, he said. I leave this hope in your hands and hearts, coming as a real inspiration from the heart of God. 2 momentous years later, his words seem more prophetic than ever. Of the many insights Thomas Keating has given us in these poems, 2 gifts stand out in particular. The first is that he has completely reframed the traditional Christian notion of God, offering us a powerful new roadmap with which to make spiritual sense of our contemporary world. In this short poem of 11 light laser words, which are, only the divine matters, and because the divine matters, everything matters. Thomas smashes through centuries of theological barricades separating God from the world and contemplation from action, offering instead a flowing vision of oneness with a profoundly interwoven and responsive relational field. To have this universal wisdom affirmed so forcibly by one of Christianity's most revered elders creates a powerful new incentive for a compassionate re-engagement with our times. Practically speaking, the map affirms that our actions, our choices, our connections bear more weight than we dare to believe. We are neither isolated nor helpless, but immersed in a great web of belonging in which divine intelligence and compassion are always at our disposal if our courage does not fail us. The second gift awaiting us in these poems is this powerful reaffirmation that the access route to all new beginnings comes by leaning into the diminishment, stripping, and emptiness, not by trying to distract ourselves, anesthetize ourselves, or use our spiritual toolkit to re-establish the status quo. New beginnings is intrinsically disorientating and anguishing. It builds on the wreckage of what has been outgrown but not yet relinquished. as the veils are lifted and our familiar reference points dissolve. It is only on this timeless path of surrender, also known as letting go, consenting to the presence and action of God, that we find our way through the darkness into the new beginning. Godspeed, and know that we travel this path together. Father Thomas Keating, for those that may not be aware of him, was an amazing teacher. He recognized, whilst for most in the Christian tradition thought that meditation belonged to the Eastern traditions, he brought back to this Christian theology what is commonly known as centering prayer. It was by the early church fathers their way of bringing a way of deepening down into the silence, into the mystery that is spirit. Father Thomas Keating wrote many books, along with Cynthia Bourgeau, in support of this deepening down in the silence, of centering yourself in spirit. But he recognized, too, that you do not separate compassion and contemplation from action. There is no point you sitting in a cave disassociated from the rest of the world. The world needs each and every one of us to play our part, whatever that might look like. For some, it might be being a carer to a loved one. For another, it might be teaching. For another, it might be something else. We are each here to call to be our part in expressing the life that is within us, the spirit that is God. As we lean into diminishment, recognizing that the world we once knew no longer exists, and we can build upon, as he said, the wreckage of the old and begin again with the new. I know that as we enter another period of lockdown, for some it is going to be exceedingly challenging, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually. And so I'm holding all in the heart of compassion, knowing that as we each do our part to hold the whole, we can and will make a difference. My beloveds, this is not a time to be despairing or dismaying. It is a time to recognize that there are changes ahead, that the unknown and the uncertain requires us to be anchored in our faith more deeper, more stronger than ever before. I believe that we only know how strong and deep our faith is as when it's tested. Unless it is tested, we have no idea how strong, how bold, how faith-filled we are. And so in these testing times that are approaching, my invitation is let's deepen down. My science of mind reading is entitled Turn Inward. The first quote comes from Yogi Amrit Desai, who says, "Always be grateful for the good things that you have already happened to you, and the goodness will grow within you and around you." Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, page 370. Ernest says, "In our greatest moments, we know that we are made of eternal stuff, fashioned after a divine pattern." The author writes, "When things are hard, we have a tendency to turn on ourselves. Capable, skilled, and brilliant people deal with the frustration of failures by angrily spewing out obscenities. We call ourselves names, put ourselves down, and like many people who are similar to my father, we trust a primal instinct that tells us that any problem can be solved with a hammer. Each of us has a version of what I call topsoil, a place where we've planted love, principles, and affirmations for living. Beneath this topsoil is another layer of soil I call the land of uncertainty, self-doubt, and primal worry. This is a place of generalized fearfulness where many of us spend too much time. When we are scared, we ignore all that we have planted, and we retreat to this place of fear and worry and easily become stuck there. One of my life's missions is to go to this place less often, to stay for shorter and shorter periods, and to experience it with less and less intensity. With practice and self-discipline, you can train yourself to go quickly to a place deep within, a place where creativity, imagination, knowledge, inspiration, love, and great wisdom abound. Call it your God Center. Each day, prepare yourself for your journey with affirmative prayer, music, nature, and love. Open the door with meditation or centering prayer, and then the more that you do so, the more deeply you will come to understand this place and the God within you. My beloveds, as we lean into diminishment, as we lean into the understanding and the awareness that God in us is our refuge and our strength in these times, that we are never forsaken or left alone, that there is that within us that enables us to recognize and accept both the pain and the joy that we experience. My poem this morning is entitled Two Sides by Bria Pond. There are always two sides to every story, one that is ended with pain while the other ends in glory. The outcome is based solely on what you choose. The choices are to endure abuse, but bloom something exquisite, or to nurture something steady and strong. Which will you amuse? Darkness has always held special appeal, but this time you are longing for something that is real. So cast away those deep-dwelling urges and allow yourself to revel in the beauty that emerges. For once you allow yourself to revel in all that is light, allow your soul to be doused in something wonderful and ignite. You have been diminishing the good within you far too long. Let it beam from within and right what you have made wrong. For this will be a most wondrous tale. This will be a story in which the protagonist will prevail. No matter what the outcome may be, this is an adventure that you will finally allow your light to be free. So, my beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation. We are being in the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. My breath as I breathe out slower. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, This is my birth as I trust uncertainty. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my birth as I have faith in the unknown. Inhale. This is my breath as I trust in uncertainty. Exhale. This is my breath as I have faith in the unknown. Trust in uncertainty. Sanctuary of the soul. Let us take a moment to be intentional for ourselves for the week ahead. Let us see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, to have experience. Always as we are seeing the vision, we are holding the feeling of what that will be like. Different. Deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the spirit, the energy, the life force that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery, the infinite intelligence, the one presence, the one power, the one life that permeates in and through and exists in and through all that is. As we consciously come into communion with you, we're surrendering our concerns, our worries, our fears, as we lean into the diminishment of what is, letting go of what was and being accepting of what is to come. Divine Beloved, we know that you are the ever-present presence that is right where we are, that strengthens, that encourages, that emboldens, that is there at the core and the center of our being, to guide, to direct, to illuminate, to uplift, to inspire. May we turn to you in our moments of forgetfulness, of the fact that we walk by faith and not by sight. May we turn to you when we come up against a brick wall of fear, of worry, of doubt. May we come back to the remembrance of who we are and whose we are when the news that we listen to or read is too overwhelming or overbearing. May we come back to the remembrance that you, the presence, the power, the life force that is right where we are, is greater than anything in the world of appearances. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we hold our beautiful planet in our consciousness at this time. For all that is happening across our globe, for all the people that are suffering, for all the animals that are suffering, we're sending out love, light, an awareness of our interconnectedness with each other. There is so much that is going on, too much even to know of or bring to mind, but we know that you are the all-seeing, all-knowing God, and so we surrender it all to you, asking for the highest and the best for humankind to come forth in the elections that are coming, in the Brexit negotiations, in the wars and peace that's happening across our planet. Let us come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, humankind, and that we are all from you. Let there be an acceptance and tolerance that even though we may call you by different names, Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Buddha, Nature, Christ, Consciousness, you are beyond all names. And even though we express our connection to you differently, let us respect the rights of all to express how they feel they want to commune and connect with you. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, open up our hearts as we learn to lean into diminishment, diminishment of what was, what is, and diminishing of our lower egoic natures. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For as our teacher said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in. As we do our movement prayer this morning, stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms facing outwards, and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our mornings, affirmations, and Buddhist meditations. repeat after me our affirmation this morning. The God that is in me,
is me,
and it is everywhere present.
And it is everywhere present.
I celebrate the life I am living.
I celebrate the life I am living.
And all living things. Our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without. Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. My beloved, our rumination for the week, our Rumi thought. Rumi says, our own actions are the most loyal messengers. If noble, they will eternally proclaim our good name. If base, like slithering worms, they will forever pollute our grave. As we come towards the close of our Sunday Soul, just to remind you, we have our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10 this Thursday, our 10 minutes communing with Source at 10 o'clock. My benediction today is from Sister Joan Chichester, who says, may God of light and God of mystery give us the faith to see you in the great dimness of this time. Give us the heart to hear in the silence of the sick, the call to care for those in pain. Give us the courage to find you where you do not appear to be. Give us the trust it takes to make our way through this uncertainty, this fear, this seemingly irredeemable sense of limitless loss, to the recognition of the relentless hope that each seasonal cycle of life confirms in us. You who made all things for our good and our growth, show us too now the power of darkness, so that we might see newly beyond the ephemeral to what are really the gloriously important things in life. And so, my beloved, my closing song from you this morning is a new artist I've just come across and I'm falling in love with. The song is entitled The Other Side by Fred Jerkins, featuring Joel Andrus. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. That was Joel Andrus and Rosina from and Fred Jerkins, Out the Other Side. Beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday and a week that is fulfilling for you. And I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10. Peace and blessings.